Hello. This is an historical novel about my great-grandfather, Ahmed Pasha Rashid. He was born on the Greek island of Chios as Demetrius Panzaris of Christian mother and father. During the purge of the island in 1822 by the Ottoman Empire, Demetrius, who was then 6 years old, was abducted and enslaved. He eventually was sold to Ahmed Aga, who was the Ottoman ruler of Kavala in northern Greece, as a play companion to his only son, Shaban. Demetrius and Shaban, as luck had it, grew up and attended school together in the city of Alexandria, Egypt. Alexandria was where Ahmed Aga had accepted a position with the Egyptian Navy offered to him by Muhammad Ali, the supreme Ottoman ruler of Egypt, who is considered the father of modern Egypt. Ahmed Aga's position was responsible for the modernization of the Navy's fleet of ships. Demetrius was given the Muslim name of Ahmed Rashid, and he was brought up embracing that religion. His adventures with Shaban and many of Egypt's royals spanned the time until they were approximately 12 years old, after which Shaban attended a cavalry academy while Ahmed Rashid followed his mater's line of work in agrarian reform, which he had accepted after the naval fleet was completed. Ahmed Rashid was given his freedom on his mater's deathbed during one of the Black Plagues. He embraced the concept of agrarian reform, where he made his first fortune in transforming fallow lands into productive ones. He did not forget his Greek family and set out 1 year to find them. He started this journey in Chios and followed the clues to the island of Syros, where he found his mother and sister Ekaterini, who by then was married and had one child. During his lifetime, he married 5 women who gave birth to 3 girls and 4 boys. On account he was familiar with the royal family, he was assigned several ministry positions, including being elected the Speaker of the House of Representatives. His life traversed the Muhammad Ali dynasty in Egypt from beginning to end for a total of 6 Hedeiwis, kings, culminating in the end of an independent Egypt and the takeover by the British government. He died in Cairo, Egypt, in 1899.